Algernon, it's great as always having you on the Monday Business Watch. How are you?
Thank you, Michael. I'm doing well.
Great. Let's talk about a story that we both reported on last week about a hemp production company that's moved its headquarters to Dongyana County. What's going on with Rich Global Hemp?
So Rich Global Hemp is an operation that is developing seeds, plants, and clones for the new hemp industry in New Mexico. So back in December, the state of New Mexico started issuing licenses to farmers to manufacture industrial hemp. Now, this is a pretty labor-intensive crop, in part because you have to monitor the level of what's called THC, the
active ingredient in marijuana.
That's right. That makes it psychoactive and illegal. Below that threshold, it's industrial hemp, which is legal to cultivate for a number of uses. I mean, you use the hemp fiber for a number of products. You also use the seeds and the oils for a variety of medicinal and other kinds of products that are perfectly legal. And so now there's this industry that New Mexico is trying to jump in on. So Rich Global Hemp is a venture that has taken over a large facility just south of Las Cruces in Mesilla Park. It was the location of the Aldershot, as well as another greenhouse company for a little while, for a couple of years. And now it's been occupied by this company that is manufacturing plants and seeds for this industry. It's a big deal for New Mexico State University as well, because NMSU has a lot riding on this new industry. They want to be involved both in the economic development piece of that, as well as the opportunities to increase their research revenue.
And what did they say in terms of the number of jobs and employees that they're looking for, as well as the economic impact that this would bring for the state?
Well, I mean, it's up to 180 direct employees, as well as the residual sympathetic economic benefit to local businesses and other industries. This is potentially a billion-dollar industry. Nationwide, there are several states that are already further along in developing their hemp industries and benefiting richly from it. New Mexico wants to position itself to compete.
You also have a new development regarding Rich Global Hemp. What is that?
Right. So on Monday, there was this wonderful announcement. The state, of course, is fronting over $2 million in economic development and job training funds to help land this business. Governor Lujan Grisham was in town for the announcement. This was the scene on Monday. Well, on Wednesday, the company invited Doña Ana County fire inspectors to go through the facility, the offices as well as the greenhouse, mm-hmm. to see what do we need to do? How are we doing on code? And apparently the building is in worse disrepair than was anticipated. And so the fire inspectors said, actually, this building is not safe for occupancy until you make repairs to fire systems and exits.
And so what is the current status of the building? Is anyone there at all?
No. Well, there are security there to shoo you away if you try to visit. The building is empty. It's not occupied until permits are issued, and that is going to have to follow some repairs. The company is apparently working with a general contractor to make those repairs and get those permits in place. In the meantime, the plants on the facility are being cared for by a site director who's allowed to be there, and the company's looking for temporary office space in Las Cruces so that they can move their business model forward.
And so what do state officials have to say about the potential of Rich Global Hemp?
Right. So at the time that we're speaking, I haven't had an opportunity to speak with the CEO yet, but the Economic Development Department spoke to me, and they say that they still feel confident that this is a bump in the road. The money that they're extending, the grant money, has not changed hands yet. That's not due to happen for another couple of weeks, but they're not overly concerned about this happening. There's some history at this site. We've had the previous company, New Mexico Greenhouse Holdings, got some LEDA money, but then they didn't fulfill their promises as far as the number of jobs that they had. And the county actually had to claw some of that money back after the fact. This so far doesn't appear to be the same situation.
Well, thank you for that update, Algernon. We'll keep our eye on it. We have about 30 seconds left, but I wanted to talk about another report that you have about the Organ Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument turning 5.
Diana Solar from the Las Cruces Sun News did a report on the 5th anniversary of the designation of the Organ Mountains Desert Peak Monument. This includes some details on this emerging outdoor economy that our officials are trying to grow and make a vital part of New Mexico's portfolio, and you can find that on the Sun News.
Algernon, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.